Hello, everyone. Welcome to High School Volleyball here on ESPN Tri-Cities. Doug Duda with you from Kearney Catholic as we are ready to bring you High School Volleyball from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. In our first semifinal tonight, it will be the SEM Mustangs taking on the Amherst Broncos. And they are the 2 and 3 seeds. Amherst was pushed a little bit last night, but they were able to win in three sets over Loomis, while SEM came away with a split over Ansley Litchfield. Our second semifinal tonight will be pitting the number one seed and number one team in D2, the Overton Lady Eagles, against the Pleasanton Bulldogs, who got their second win of the week against Axtell. Injury report brought to you by our friends at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. There's nothing new to report on either team. We got to see a lot of Amherst last week, and SEM still getting through and doing good things with the Mustangs as well. We've also got the Lou Platt Conference Tournament going on tonight over in Central City. Wood River and Donovan Trumbull playing right now, and then it will be St. Paul taking on Centura in the second semifinal. Later this week, we'll get the Twin Valley and the RPAC tournament underway as well. We are at Kearney Catholic tonight, and then we will be at Kearney High on Thursday for the championship action. Our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. SEM comes with a record of 19-3, and two of those three losses are to this team from Amherst. Also, the other loss coming to Overton, so not a bad run there by this SEM team. For Amherst, they come in with a record of 20-5. Saw them last week in a match against Kearney Catholic. They beat Axtell and Pleasanton with the likes of Platteview, Grand Island Northwest, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Overton, so all state-rated teams that Amherst has played or Class B teams so far this season. Well, we'll also welcome in Jessica Day. She's with us here this evening to watch some basketball. How good to see you, Coach.
Some basketball, eh?
Oh, did I say basketball? Volleyball. I'm just wondering how long our pregame chat's going to go down here.
No, I'm really excited here to get to see. This is kind of the preemptive into the state tournament, districts and state. And so conference volleyball gets me fired up and ready to rock and roll.
Well, we are looking forward to some good volleyball action tonight to Amherst and SEM. That's a little joke last night because our open said basketball.
So there you go. You know,
computer gremlins out there as well. So looking forward to bringing you tonight's action. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineup.
Service to all its customers. Online at downydrilling.com.
Now look at the starting lineup for tonight's match. First off, for the visitors, the Mustangs from SEM. It'll be number 11, 5'11 senior, Micah O'Neill. Number 10, 5'6" sophomore, Jacelyn Hughes. She'll be followed by number 13, 5'10 senior, Kaylee Jackson. Number 2, 5'6 sophomore, Taryn Arbuthnot. Number 6, 5'6 junior, Katie Ryder. And number 7, 5'11 senior, Jenna Claflin. The libero for SEM is Allie Rohde, assisted by Tammy Kenton. Head coach Tammy Kenton, assisted by Misty Freeman and Megan Hunt. 19-3, ranked 5th in D1, according to the Omaha World Herald. Micah O'Neill obviously leading this team in kills this year with 303. For Amherst, it's number 1, 5'3 senior Josie Tesmer. Number 13, 5'9 senior Saren Prickett. Number 20, 5'8 freshman Libby Mitchell. The leading attacker is number 3, 5'9" senior in Hannah Herrick. She comes into tonight with 221 kills. Prickett has 184. She'll be followed by number 14, 5'7" senior Grace John, and number 10, 5'7" junior Keely Hagen. The libero is number 6, 5'4" senior Josie Loschenkohl. The head coach is Joni Fader, assisted by Ali Vavra, Aislinn Klein, Kyle Fader, and Sarah Leary. Amherst comes in with a record of 20-5, ranked 4th in Class D1. And those are the starting lineups for tonight's FKC semifinal number 1, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Back with more in a moment. Amherst won the toss, so they will serve it away with Josie Tesmer and move from right to left. SEM from left to right as you're listening along your radio dial. Both teams have their libero in there to start it off. And we're underway with a little left-to-right serve coming across to the Mustangs. Set right side, the tip across by O'Neill. And we have got a net violation on O'Neill on the follow-through. She came flying through there and made contact, and Amherst will pick up the first point. Try to get off to a good start in our matches last night over at Overton. We saw good starts in both of the matches, all three of the matches actually, that really led to big-time leads in the first set. First swing on the outside here for Saren Prickett is down and good, and Amherst is up by a score of 2-0, and that's one thing we will see tonight is, yes, you have O'Neill, and yes, you have Herrick, but there is a little balance below them, and so those sometimes are the kids that make the difference. Serve floats across, picked up by Arbuthnot, kind of stays the back row, so O'Neill gets to the outside, roll shot by Jackson. Amherst to John, back set to the freshman, and the freshman, Libby Mitchell, will tip it over. Now O'Neill splits the middle with a double and gets it down and good. Micah O'Neill splits that double block in the middle and gets the kill, and SEM is on the board. And O'Neill is going to go back and serve it away. So a little different matchup here is what we see. Coach, usually you don't have your leading hitter in the one slot, and a quick termination by Hannah Herrick. So what that means is Herrick and O'Neill won't be in the front row at the same time except for maybe one rotation.
So you have to wonder if there was some strategy there early on as far as their rotation matchups.
So it didn't work out for SEM the first time around. Coach Kent decides we're going to make a change. Serve across, overpass, and a free ball hammered down by Hannah Herrick. Trying to make a quick pass was Kaylee Jackson in front of the 10-foot line on serve receive, and all it did was float above the net.
Yeah, that's not something you want as your middle's coming off. You want them to stay clear of having to pass that ball.
Saren Prickett serving it away, gets it to O'Neill. Sets to the outside, Arbuthnot blocked up there by Herrick. The dig is made, dumped across by the center for SEM, but played by Tesmer. On the outside, Grace John, roll shot, dug out O'Neill in the back row. Set by Ryder, outside attack by Arbuthnot, and the dig made by John. Set Herrick, middle, she stepped up front, ace blocked by Arbuthnot. And SEM with the first ace block of the match.
Really liked that right there. Very good balance, very good patience as far as the blockers are concerned, and they did a nice job of locating their hitters on the other side of the net.
And back to serve it away will be Jaslyn Hoos, 5'6 sophomore. And Hoos' serve is strong down the middle to Herrick. They fake it to her, set it to the outside. John into the back corner, picked up by the libero and Rohde, and pass back over. Set, middle, attack. And we've got a whistle in the net on the block here on SEM. Herrick was dug, but dug out of bounds. And in the net, going to be called on SEM. So I'll give Herrick the kill because they weren't going to cover that one anyway. 5-2. Wash and Cole goes back to serve it away. One of the ton of seniors on this Amherst team. They've been playing together for a long time. Back row attack, O'Neill. Softly cuts it from right to left. Prickett picks it up. Bump set to John at the 10-foot line. Roll shot across. Picked up by Ryder. Set up to Jackson. She'll just tip it over to the front row. Dumped across by Prickett, but there to cover is SEM. And a middle attack by Arbuthnot is down and good. Good pickup there by Hoos to keep that alive.
Absolutely. And then middle blocker there saw she had a block up. She did a nice tool job there. So her thumb went up and she went off those blockers' hands.
And Jackson will go back and serve it away. 5-3 Amherst in the opening set. Best of five here in the semifinals and finals. We played the best of three last night. Keely Hagen with her first swing takes it off hands. Comes to SEM. Arbuthnot off balance. Still able to knock it across to the double hit called on Amherst. Trying to take it out of their own net. So Taryn Arbuthnot will get her second kill, and Jackson will pick up the first service point here of the match for the Mustangs. Serve fairly short, sliding on those knee pads to pick it up. Tesmer, right side, Herrick takes it off hands. Jackson digs it back row. Bump set to the outside, missed timing, and down to the floor it goes, trying to get it to Claflin. Amherst 6-4 in the first. Herrick will now go back and serve it away. And pretty good server as well for Amherst. Does do it a little unusual.
Yes, yeah.
Comes all the way to the opposite corner and then kind of curl serves it, and that time it's into the net. Explain what she's doing there, Coach.
You know, it's a little bit of momentum. So to me, it looks very much almost like a slide that a middle would hit. So you kind of get that momentum. It also throws the passers off because they can't see that direct contact with her hand.
So the side out comes back over to Arbuthnot. She goes all the way to the left-hand side, fires it down the middle of Lashen Cole. John sets middle off hands on the swing of Sydney Mao. Picked up in return off the net. Now we've got a little joust, and it's going to be dropped down on a free ball by O'Neill. And we are tied 6-6 here in the first set. Arbuthnot back to serve it away. When we saw them earlier in the year, this would have been rotation one with Arbuthnot there and O'Neill in the number four slot, which is normally what you see from your volleyball team where they put their biggest hitter. This serve clipped the net, popped across, played up there by Sydney Mao, stands at 6-1, and then returned into the net. So some errors here for Amherst have helped SEM along the way. 7-6, SEM with their first lead here of the semifinal. And if they have success, I'm guessing they'll stay with this lineup as long as they can tonight. Over to Losh and Cole John. Sets back row. Prickett will take a shot into the back corner, but right there to play is Allie Rohde. Here's O'Neill up, ball down.
So coach clearly saw something as far as a matchup that she wanted. Now, to kind of speak to what you said, though, then you get into a gambling match, though. Like, is, you know, coach from Amherst, is she going to change her lineup? And then if they happen to both switch, then you're back to where you started.
Well, I will say this, after Arbuthnot serves, that was a little aside to start the match. Down the middle to Losh and Cole. Here's the back set, right side. Killen tipped it into the block of O'Neill. Comes back to Amherst. And now some miscommunication, bumped across by John. Free ball here, quick in the middle. Driving it off the net is O'Neill. Amherst able to dig it, but not get it back across. And so it's 9-6. I'll go down and get the starting lineups because I like to put the rotation, not just who the starters are, but the rotation. Neither team had turned in their lineup with 4 minutes. You get till the two-minute mark,
right.
Which is, I'll talk about that another time too, which is ridiculous. What does it matter if it's at the 15-minute mark or the two-minute mark?
Right.
I don't know that you're going to practice that much on a switch. Nonetheless, that might have been why they weren't turned in so early. O'Neill tried to dump it across, overpass right back to SEM and tipped over by Ryder. Here comes the outside tip by Killen, and SEM will stay middle, and there's O'Neill. She's on the line. And so a good little rotation here with Arbuthnot at the service line and O'Neill hammering it down. It's a 6-0 run by SEM, and Amherst is going to call the first timeout of the match. Brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Located where you need us, specializing in you. SEM 10, Amherst 6, opening set on the Vibe. Doug Duda, Jess Cadet back with you here on the Vibe 98.9 out of the Amherst timeout. The serve across from Arbuthnot will be tipped across by Killen. Here's O'Neill in the middle again. Nice thing out of the back row by Herrick, dumped across, and it'll be another pass into the middle for O'Neill. She had to tip it over, and Amherst survives that little rally and turns it back to in-system. Outside attack. Claflin's going to get her first kill.
I'll tell you what, that's a hard swing for a left-handed hitter on the outside. That ball has to travel a long way over her body to get that swing. So good job of reaching high and getting her hand on that ball.
Little height here, maybe even an advantage for SEM, but pretty close. Some 5'10", 5'11", and the 6'1", Mao. Here's a set to Prickett in the back row. Has to punch it across. One hand up by Arbuthnot. They'll set it back to Taryn. Back row attack is a good shot that Losh and Cole picks up. Now middle, Mao drives it over. Nice dig. Picked up by SEM and their libero, Rohde. Pass back over. This time they'll go kill it on the pin. She'll cut it down and good. Keely Hagen. I said killing Keely Hagen with the kill, and that finally ends the 7-0 run by SEM, 11-7.
I think that was their first, Amherst's first aggressive swing also in that last 7-point run there.
So John to serve it across. Got to be able to handle the serve too. Arbuthnot, they fake it and go outside O'Neill. They set it right over Claflin. And Micah O'Neill just hammered it home. And it's 12-7.
That had a little heat on it.
I hope somebody finds a place for that young lady.
Yes.
And to serve it away will be Katie Ryder. Pass goes off the floor, has to be bumped back in and passed across into the back row here to Rohde. SEM slide, O'Neill, a little missed time, didn't get a lot on it. One arm up that time by Hagen and driven across to Arbuthnot. Claflin runs it down and passed across. Free ball here for Amherst. What can they do with it? They'll go Prickett. She'll have it over Doug into the net, tipped down. Almost reaching a little too far over the net there was Sydney Mao, but Mao will go up and tip it down for the kill. Oh, now.
I thought there was a net call on that. She had gone up. She was trying to be aggressive, but instead of holding steady, holding tight with that block, she's batted a little bit there.
So it is a net violation, and it will be SEM ball. And a point on the serve for Katie Ryder at 13-7. John sets outside, Prickett trying to get going here. into the corner to Rohde. Set middle, O'Neal blocked up front, and it's going to be an ace block by Mao. And they are going to need some of that from the defense of Amherst to match up with O'Neal, and Sydney Mao gets their first ace block. Side out for the Broncos. And again, they are playing in the other gym. Consolation match with Wilcox, Hildreth, and Highline playing right now, and then Axtell will play Ansley Litchfield, making sure that at least everybody gets two matches right this week. As SEM on serve receive gets it to the outside, shoved across there by Hoos, back to Prickett. She's blocked up there by O'Neal. Oh. What a save by Amherst in the back row, but they can't return it. It was Hannah Herrick to get a dig on the one arm, and then it was sent too wide on the second pass, and Mitchell couldn't get it around the antenna. Point SEM 14-8. And Claflin will go back to serve it here for the Mustangs, coming in at 19-3. Haven't lost since those back-to-back losses to Amherst. Kaylin Killen comes in, right side attack, driven across by Mao. Scramble for SEM, players on the floor, tipped across by O'Neal. Washington with an upset, Prickett on the outside, tries to tip it into the donut hole. Dig made by Claflin, Jackson will take it off the tape and across. Mao sets it, Prickett backs up and does a roll shot. And SEM now gets quickly into the middle. O'Neal had to tip it across. Didn't time it correctly again. How about Mitchell? She's blocked up there by Jackson. Dig made again. Almost a two hit on that set. In fact, SEM wanted it. Didn't get the call, and they end up just bumping it across. Long rally going here at 14-8. Middle attack blocked by O'Neal. Covered in the back row that time by Killen. And it's going to be into the net on SEM. Losing her balance was Jacelyn Hughes trying to keep the ball out of that. She ended up in the net. And the longest rally of this first set goes to Amherst.
Really great job on both sides there as far as their defensive pursuit. Love that there's great blocks happening, and defensive specialists are doing an awesome job of covering those right now.
We have made it through the rotation one time, and Josie Tesmer now goes back to serve it away with a 14-9 deficit for Amherst. O'Neal, right side, blocked up there by Prickett and getting some help from Herrick, and then dumped down by Jackson. It didn't matter. Kaylee Jackson, 15-9, SEM. And back to the service line will be Micah O'Neal. Amherst jumped out to a 4-1 and 5-2 lead, but haven't done much since then. Tesmer on serve receive. Herrick comes a running at it, does a roll shot, drops it in front of the back row. Anna Herrick will get her fourth kill. 16-9. I believe they put the score up wrong. The announcer also said Point Broncos, which is in. Well, that's what happened. Okay. I guess I missed it. It doesn't matter. They get it right back. Claflin will get the kill. And I missed whatever the call was,
I know,
there,
I
Coach.
Did as well.
So now it's 16-10, and SEM will get the volleyball. Hoos to serve it away. Short serve. Go quick middle. Herrick tries it off the single block of Arbuthnot for her fifth put away. 16-11. Can Amherst get something strung together here? They've not been able to get more than 2 points in a row so far. The big run was SEM getting seven in a row from 6-4 down to 11-6 up. Outside of that service run of Arbuthnot, it's been back and forth, side outing a lot. We've got four hits called on SEM. One timeout's been used by Amherst. Coach Tammy Kenton comes way up to the court now to talk to her girls while they run down the volleyball. And get it back over to Washington. Trying to get a streak going. Over to Rohde. Fake the slide. Jackson had come running just to tip it across. Opportunity here for Amherst. It'll be thrown across that time by Hagen. One arm return. Back to Amherst. John on the pin, and she'll get the kill. And here come the Broncos, and there is the timeout going to be called by SEM. Brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. So Amherst trying to mount a comeback here. Down by as many as 6 points. It is now 16-13 SEM in the opening set. Doug Dunajeste with you here on the Vibe 98.9 out of the SEM timeout. Serve across Arbuthnot, termination from the left front.
You love that as a coach, right?
Yeah, you want the side out of the timeout.
Yep, absolutely.
Seems to be pretty effective.
Yes. And
I used to always say they'd come right out and service there, but I haven't seen that near as much this year for whatever reason. Jackson serves it across, 17-13 SEM. Back set right side and on the pin. Nobody home. Give the kill to Hannah Herrick. Now, she has six of the team's nine kills, and that might be part of why they struggled there when she got stuffed into the back row.
Yep.
And now Herrick is in the back row to serve. Let's see if they can put some points up here in the next two rotations. Down the middle of Hoos. They try to get a quick set in the middle. Claflin will knock across. Picked up by Prickett to the outside. It's Hagen to knock it over. Dug by O'Neill. Set outside Claflin again. She's just a little taller than the block, and she'll get the kill. Jenna just doesn't necessarily take a big swing.
Correct.
She already got called in the net, so sometimes that gets in your head.
Yep.
But she's just taller than most of the double block that Amherst can put up.
She's taller, and she's also doing a great job with the rotation defense that Amherst is running right now. She's doing a great job of hitting that middle back area that's kind of wide open.
And it's Taryn Arbuthnot who had that six-point run at the service line, and here she dumps it into the net. Side out. Amherst, 18-15, SEM. Don't forget that the ESPN Tri-City Athlete of the Month is brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, your ag retailer of the future. Just log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and nominate your favorite athlete, one boy and one girl winner each month from Nutrient Ag Solutions. Short serve and an all-out dive to get it all the way back by Arbuthnot. Here comes Prickett, and she pounds it down on the pin. Give Prickett the kill, her second. And it's a two-point game, 18-16, with Grace John at the service line. This month's Athletes of the Month, Trey Connell, South Loop Football, Hannah Swanson, Nebraska Christian Cross Country. Both have been dominating again this year. Congrats, District Cross Country, for almost everybody's. Tomorrow as O'Neill pounds one, and Loshenko makes a great dig. That'll allow Prickett to tip it over and get the kill. Saren Prickett will get the kill, but Josie Loshenko won that point, and it's an 18-17 game. Good crowd on hand, we'll have to say that. Nice one for Class D schools. Almost have the gym three-fourths, probably more than that, full. Middle O'Neill is roofed by Mao. Sydney Mao with her second ace block. And we're tied at 18. The six-point lead is gone for SEM. Power on power there.
A wall, an absolute wall right there as far as great holding and pressing over the net.
El Cemento Rufo. Back over O'Neill, says not this time, and Micah takes it on the outside for kill number six. She's got six. Herrick has six. SEM has a 19-18 lead in the opening set. And I wouldn't be surprised to see 2 hours of this, five full sets of this. Wouldn't shock me at all. Ryder to serve it away. Flies it down the middle of Herrick, set outside. Here comes a nice swing from Prickett that's picked up and set to the outside for Claflin. She got a little swing on that one. Herrick back middle with the dig. Back set right side. Hagen. Keeley will get her second kill. And right back over to the Broncos. They were down 15-9 and 16-10. Came back to tie it at 18. Now Hagen to go back and serve it away. Hagen the short toss, soft serve safely into Arbuthnot. Ryder set, Claflin tip, goes against the grain. It's dug out of the net. SEM better pay attention. They started to celebrate, so now they'll set it. And off the net is going to be taken across. Pretty good play there, and it's going to be a kill for Hoos. Well, A, they probably deserved the point, but then they weren't ready. I don't know if you'd say they weren't in system there, but they weren't where they were supposed to be, and they won an out-of-system ball with Hoos.
Yeah, always got to play to that whistle. So, again, you might think it's down and out, but you got to be in the game paying attention. I always say don't be eating popcorn in the stands.
Human nature.
Yep.
Human nature. Jenna Claflin now to serve it away. Coach Vader was asking the official about something there.
She was asking about out of bounds. She thought it was on the outside of the antenna.
All right. Set back to the outside. Mitchell, who hasn't been involved much, is able to punch it into the corner to Claflin. Long set. Got it to the middle to O'Neill. And an in-the-net violation on Amherst. And we may see the second time out here for the Broncos. It is 21-19 SEM. Claflin at the service line. And again, outside of that big 7-0 run, it's just been a nickel and dime, and they still have the lead. Good serve over to Herrick. John sets middle. Prickett tries to tip it over the single block, and it worked. Normally, those are the ones that just drive me crazy because that was a perfect set to just hammer it. And she tipped it over the single block to get the point.
And sometimes that's the best time to tip. It really is, because everybody's back on their heels thinking that exact same thing, that it's coming, and you just, whoop, there it is.
Top of the order, Tesmer serves a good one. Back corner in zone five, it'll be rolled across by Jackson. Off fingers, Tesmer digs. Here's Herrick in the middle. She's roofed up front by O'Neill. One of the few one-on-one matchups, because they're just not going to be against each other much tonight, but O'Neill gets the ace block. That'll be her first. 22-20, SEM. Opening set. Amherst wanted to call timeout. Didn't get it called. It's going to be a point and an overpass on the serve. Arbuthnot took a quick swing and knocked it down. It's 23-20. Maybe Coach Fader wanted a sub. She better definitely use a timeout right now. And doesn't. O'Neill serves. Everybody's still a little flustered. Yep. Bump set Herrick on the outside. Back corner, picked up O'Neill. They run into each other, pass it across and stay out of the net. Back set outside, and this is going to be a kill, and we do get a net violation. Nobody heard the whistle. They played it, and in the net is SEM. Two players came together to set that ball.
I know it.
I can see it maybe an illegal touch, but I didn't think anybody was close to the net.
Nope.
And maybe they didn't call net. Maybe they called a lift. It doesn't matter. The serve's out.
The ball never lies, is what I always say.
That serve was way out.
Way long.
And that's one of the few service errors. Only two for Amherst, one for SEM. Opening set. It's set point for Jaclyn Hughes for SEM at 24-21. Herrick, pass a little flat back to Hannick. She will have an overdug free ball. Tipped across. Might have been out, but Grace John got the kill. Hughes had to go try to save it. Grace John with her second kill. And set point number one is by the wayside. Josie Loschenkohl to serve it away. Set point number two for the Mustangs. Amherst on the serve, down the middle, O'Neill. Hughes on the set, outside, Arbuthnot, termination, and that'll be it for set number one. SEM 25 and Amherst 22. We'll take a break. All right, the unofficial first set numbers here for Amherst. Josie Tesmer, two service points. Hannah Herrick, six kills. Josie Loschenkohl, two service points. Keely Hagen, two kills. Sydney Mao had two ace blocks. Saren Prickett, a service point, four kills. Grace John, three service points, two kills. 14 kills, two ace blocks, no ace serves for Amherst. For SEM, Taryn Arbuthnot, six service points, an ace block, five kills. Katie Ryder, a service point. Jenna Claflett, a service point, and three kills. Jaclyn Hughes, a kill. Micah O'Neill, a service point, an ace block, and six kills. And Kaylee Jackson, a service point, and a kill. 16 kills, two ace blocks, no ace serves, and SEM wins the opening set of this semifinal best of five. And as I look out there, I think Herrick's going to start in the four slots or a five slot. She'll rotate into the front row after one point. So stay with it.
Yep, absolutely.
It's always yin and yang. Oh, we passed well. We served receive well. We didn't serve strong enough. Was the serving strong enough in the first set?
I thought so, yes. Okay. I did. I thought they both did an excellent job of hitting the spots that they were supposed to hit on the court.
O'Neill serves it away for SEM, and then Libby Mitchell will get her first kill here for Amherst. And I mentioned Herrick was getting most of the kills. Then Saren Prickett got involved. Grace John got a couple, so they started to get a little bit more balance, but too late because she couldn't catch up to SEM. And Tesmer now will serve it away. Amherst getting the first point of the second set, but Arbuthnot tries it into the block and gets the kill. One thing about SEM is they have some seniors. Jackson's a senior. Obviously, Claflin's a senior, and O'Neill's a senior, but they're not going to be drying up like a couple of the other teams in the conference when they're going to have some seniors that graduate, but they're going to have some kids like Arbuthnot coming through that's really going to be helping them be good again next year. But the serve goes into the net. And it'll be Prickett to serve it away here for Amherst. 2-1 in the second. Slide, right side, Arbuthnot, little roll shot on an angle. Dug out there by Prickett, stays the back row to Loschenkohl. Has to be bumped across. O'Neill in the back row. Gets it to Hughes. Set back row. O'Neill hammers it college style. Man, how far did she soar over that 10-foot line? That's the key.
She did.
It's like a softball pitcher. Is how close can you be to the plate when you actually release the ball and be legal?
Exactly, and it's near impossible to block that. Timing has to be perfect.
And it was, and now it'll be Jackson to serve for the Mustangs. Outside, Grace John through the block, and Grace will get the kill. I think she's just one of the unsung heroes for Amherst. Just the last couple of years, volleyball, basketball, whatever, her stats aren't gaudy, but she is always there when called upon, and good kill for Grace. Lashenkohl serves it across, middle attack, Arbuthnot, off hands, pops into the back row to Lashenkohl. Here's Herrick on the return. Dig O'Neill, she knew where it was coming. Set middle, Arbuthnot throws it off the block of John. Prickett runs it down in the crowd, bumped across right on the sideline to O'Neill, who sets outside Claflin, throws it over the double block, but there to pick it up is Hagen. Right side, John mishit it, it's into the net. Point SEM on a fairly long rally. Arbuthnot to serve it.
You want to see the longer the rally goes, sometimes players have a tendency to get a little timid, and we saw that there. You still want to take those aggressive swings. Put that tip somewhere if you're going to tip.
State golf wrapped up this afternoon. We'll give you some results in a minute as Herrick rolls it across it. Nobody can run it down. Point Amherst, 4-3. Broken Bow did win their fourth consecutive Classy Girls Championship. Three better than Minden today, nine better for the year. Grand Island Central Catholic finished in eighth place. Individually in the tournament, Cam Johnson came back over the last couple holes to win by one.
Wow.
Over the defending champ from Lincoln Christian. O'Neill tips it over. It's over Doug. She'll tip it back, and a lift will be called. Micah O'Neill gets the point here for SEM, and we are tied 4-4. Other medalists from the area in Class C, Kaylin Jurgensen of Minden tied for fourth. Kara Suksland had five shots better than yesterday, seventh. Julia Mesere of Central Catholic, eighth. And Amelia Potashnik of Holdridge finished in 13th as we get the serve across and overpass. Did it stay in? I don't know if O'Neill, did O'Neill touch it, or was that the one arm up that time?
One arm up that just grazed on over.
We'll give Hoos credit for that.
The bump kill.
Yeah.
That's the official name, the bump kill.
About the only way that,
right.
And that wasn't the libero, but you look down, how did libero get a kill?
Right.
Well, they didn't pick it up. Serving it away is Katie Ryder, now a 5-4 lead for SEM. Here's Prickett from the 10-foot line. Good swing, passed up. It did actually hit a pipe in the roof, which is very high, and then it is not able to be returned. Very high roof here at Cope Coliseum. 5-5. One other medalist, Callie Witten of Minden, tied for 15th with Molly Custer of Broken Bow. Unfortunately, Kearney Catholic's Taylor McGuire was next, just two shots out of a medal today in Class C. Grace John to serve it away, 5-5 in the second. SEM won the opener. Claflin goes with a left-hand tip across, picked up Prickett, overpowers everybody and gets the kill. Her first of the set and her fifth of the match. Amherst regains the lead. Class B today at the State Golf Tournament. Omaha Duchesne was the winner, defending their championship. Elkhorn North beat Scotts Bluff by three shots on their home course to take second. Adams Central finished fifth. Here is a roll shot by O'Neill. Prickett digs it up tight to the net. John gets the set, but overset now. Mistimed her jump. And SEM will pick up the point. As far as the individuals there in Class B, oh, by the way, Northwest finished in 10th in the team race. A couple of young ladies from Adams Central were picking up medals today. Sydney O'Day tied for 7th, and Peyton Hartman tied for 11th. Tight to the net, tipped down, good play. Give the kill to Amherst and Saren Prickett. There was a little confusion. The line judge called it out, which
right.
was right,
right,
but it was off
yeah,
a clear tip.
Yep.
Yeah. And Kearney High finished 7th today in Class A. No medalists, just pretty balanced from the Bearcats. 7-6 Amherst. SEM won the first set. Here comes O'Neill, and down goes the volleyball.
You cannot leave her one-on-one. She does a fantastic job of hitting her angles to the right and the left, and so the Amherst blockers have to do a better job of locating her early. That's their target. That's who they're going to, and they got to get four hands up on her.
Unbelievable. I'd be running for the concession stand. Set to the back row. O'Neill going to take that off the block. Picked up by Arbuthnot at the cover, and it's going to be bumped up Amherst. Lashenkohl to Prickett. Prickett angle attack. Ricochets off Jackson and is passed back across. Free ball here for the Broncos. They go quick. Mao throws it over. And a great placement shot by Sydney Mao. That'll be her first kill to go along with a couple of ace blocks. First set went to SEM, 25-22. Amherst with an 8-7 lead here, and Tesmer to serve it away. Kearney High Volleyball playing home tonight. Hastings and Grand Island on the road in Lincoln. Arbuthnot takes it across. The return by Mitchell. Rohde with the libero dig here for SCM. And a roll shot out of the back row by Rohde. Good placement anyway. Tesmer got it over to Prickett into the donut hole. Pancake picked up there by O'Neill. And SCM able to pass it across off the great Pancake. Now Prickett gets it to the middle and put away by Hannah Herrick. That'll be her eighth kill. And Amherst 9-7. But at the moment, nothing being given to Amherst. SCM's playing a lot of long points with it.
Yep, fighting for everything right now.
Tesmer serves it across. Jackson rolls it off a single block and is able to get the kill. Second kill for Kaylee Jackson. Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball on the Vibe 98.9 brought to you by Currency. Makes financing quick, easy, and secure for heavy machinery, ag equipment, trucks, trailers, and more. Visit GoCurrency.com for detail as Herrick puts another one down.
I would love to see more of that, you know, from both sides as far as the aggressive hitting right now. A little too much tipping. I said I love tips when it's not expected, but we're seeing lots of those off-speed shots right now.
And Prickett to serve it away again with a 10-8 lead here. Passed across off the net. It comes over to Herrick. Then overpass. We're going to have a joust. It's won by Herrick. Punch back over there by Jackson. Here's a quick to the outside. Grace John. Nice. Rohde with the dig. And at the net, another joust. Back to SEM and placed by O'Neill. Out of the back row, O'Neill just saw where the opening was. Out of the scramble.
And during those transitions, you know, that's a smart play right there because as the defense is attempting to get back to their home base positions, they weren't there yet. Took advantage of it.
And Jackson will go back and serve it away for SEM. Middle attack, Herrick blocked up front. Arbuthnot, they take it out of the net. From her knees, Herrick got it out of the net and passed over to Hoos. Back row to O'Neill. She'll take the swing off Losh and Cole. And Grace John with a roll shot stays the front row off Arbuthnot. Set to Claflin on the pin, got the kill.
You know, again, as a lefty, like it's hard to block. It's a different look, like as far as the block and the defense is concerned, and she's doing just a fantastic job of hitting the spots she needs to.
10-10 now, tied up in the second set. SEM won the opener. Again, pass to Herrick, a little too close to the net. All they can do is push it across. Here's Claflin again. Good swing. Tries to drive it straight down. Losh and Cole kept it alive. They will pass it along with Prickett. Here's Hoos. Set tight to the net. Going to be tipped over by Arbuthnot. She and Claflin about ran into each other. Now Mitchell takes it off the single block at the pin. SEM's got it. Middle Arbuthnot blocked again. We're getting some good play at the net. Arbuthnot, that time around the block and good. Number 7 for Taryn. SEM back on top, 11-10. And a timeout going to be used here by Amherst. Again, remember, it is the best of 5, but it is 1-0 SEM, and they're up 11-10. Here in the second, this timeout brought to you by ENT Physician. And again, a big thank you to Rick Petrie and the crew here at Kearney Catholic for their hospitality. Mark Ayton at the Kearney Conference, Brian Fleshman. We were at Overton last night, and all the folks that helped make our coverage of the FKC Tournament on the 5 the best as we're out of the Amherst timeout, and Hannah Herrick goes to work and gets her 10th kill of the match. So 11-11 here in set number 2.
And you love to see that for Amherst. I mean, that's, again, they're on a little bit of a run for SEM, and you give it to your girl, and she brought it home and out of the timeout.
Losh and Cole to serve it away, and she'll cut it across to Arbuthnot, having to run it down as the setter, Katie Ryder, standing spike by Claflin. Picked up Losh and Cole, set middle, Herrick around the single block, and it is out.
Ooh.
It is out. We had an out call in the corner. The down ref called it in, and we're trying to get a decision here. And it is out. Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
I don't either, and she is a fantastic. I mean, I've seen her line judge more games than you can count, so she's on it, and she did a good job there.
Well, yeah. We've talked about, I'll say it's Carrie Messel. Serves across to the outside, and Amherst going to get the ball right back. The kill by Keely Hagen, and it's 12-12. But as we said, her kids competed at Kearney Catholic. Her and Ken have taught a variety of places, including Amherst. She was the Amherst volleyball coach back in the day when I drug my sorry butt to Kearney. So,
there you go.
And known her a long, long time. So
she's great.
Does a great job. Yep. Middle attack here by Arbuthnot, trying to split the back row and did. Herrick got a hand, but not enough. And Arbuthnot, that's a pretty good attack from the back row.
Absolutely.
We are halfway home in the second set. It's SEM 13 and Amherst 12. The opening set went to SEM 25-22, where they had the lead basically the whole way. They had a 7-0 run, and then SEM saw Amherst catch up before they finally put them away. Middle attack, Mao, follow through into the net on Amherst. SEM up 14-12. So Amherst has been playing a lot of big girl volleyball over the last 3 weeks, trying to get ready for what they hope is state. But now, has it taken a toll on them after going three last night? Middle attack. Nope, outside attack into the net. Another error for Amherst, 15-12. And Katie Ryder is serving. Again, as we said, Amherst 20-5. They didn't even lose a match until the middle of September when Central Catholic beat him in the Ord final. Since then, a little bit above 500 with that competition. Here's a roll shot for Saren Prickett. That'll be her seventh. But like we said, the teams they've played since Central Catholic include Overton, Grand Island Northwest, Platteview, Class B Lexington, Southern Valley, who's very good, Kearney Catholic, and then they had the Axtell Pleasanton try last week, and they won both of those. Overpass on serve. Amherst on the right side. Hagen drives it over. At the net, taken over on a two ball by Hoos, and that's going to work. Third kill for Jaslyn. SEM 16, Amherst 13.
You know, I always called this time period the sort of the dog days of the season, right? Like, you've been going since early August. You know, you're getting a little tired. It's not quite district state yet. We're getting there, you know, so it could be that there's a little lull happening.
Claflin with the serve. Off Losh and Cole, run down by Killen, who comes in and plays at least one rotation to give Herrick a rest. O'Neill knocks it across and in the net, and this time it's on Amherst. 17-13 SEM.
You know, I think what's happening is that, you know, Amherst is trying so hard right now to establish the block on O'Neill. And instead of just going up and holding steady, we're just seeing a lot of that hand batting trying to get the advantage.
Well, like you said, there's about three different times of the season.
Yep.
Especially when we get to winter, because it's always pre-holiday tournament, right, post-holiday tournament, and then it's conference, yep, and into districts. And if you have your conference tournament 1 week before districts like these teams do,
right,
I think that's really when you go into the last part of your, yep, season. SEM on offense, set a tight one to O'Neill, and there's nobody in the back row because you're trying to get the block on her.
Right.
You had one player in the back row, but she was shifted over in zone five. O'Neill put it in zone one, and Micah now with five kills in this set and 11 in the match. And SEM up 18-13.
Feeling it.
Claflin to serve. Deep, deep. Last night they defeated Ansley Litchfield in straight sets. While that first set went 27-25 Loomis, and Amherst had to come back against the seventh seed and win it in three. Keely Hagen now to serve for Amherst. And a short floating serve picked up there by Micah O'Neill. Set back to her off the single block and gets the kill. She also has five kills in the set and 11 in the match. So her and Herrick are even in the statistical category.
I'll be curious to see now. Here they are, you know, point away from 20, which I think is a critical point, and she's, you know, rotated to the back row. So got to maintain here.
So O'Neill serves it across. Can Amherst get something from Sydney Mao? Nope. 20-14, and here will be the timeout. SEM up 20-14 in set number two after winning the opener 25-22. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Doug Duda, Jessica Day with you here late in the second set. Amherst trying to mount a comeback against SEM as Saren Prickett goes back to serve it away. Down 22-18 out of the SEM timeout. Almost opened up too late, but Rohde's able to play it up to Arbuthnot. Good save by Prickett. Swing by John as a roll shot off hands, and they'll set it to Arbuthnot in the middle. They're going to say it was touched, returned. Oh, and a lift going to be called on Amherst.
That's hard. That's questionable. We've seen a little bit of that tonight. And, yeah, I don't know if I'd be the most pleased, but it is what it is.
And it's 23-18, yep, especially if you weren't sure that was touched.
Correct.
It might have been,
yep,
a four hit. Jackson to serve. Short serve. Picked up by Herrick. Set it back to the outside. Mitchell rattles it through the double block. And they even had the block there with Herrick right by her. Libby with her second kill. She's out, and now Hagen comes into the front row. Loshen Cole to serve it away. 23-19 SEM. Loshen Cole serves safely across to Rohde. Good pass, Ryder. Right side tip shot, Arbuth. Not blocked up front by Herrick. Hannah Herrick with her first ace block of the match. Three-point game. Would totally change the complexion of the match if Amherst came back here. So SEM wants to put it away. O'Neal from the back row goes with a roll shot. Opportunity here. Prickett sets Herrick in the middle. Didn't get much on it. Stays in the front row. Who sets outside to Claflin. Off fingers. Bumped up there by Prickett. Bump set Tesmer. Taking a half swing is going to be Hagen. Got a big chance here for Arbuthnot in the middle. She'll throw it over. Tesmer with an overdig to SEM. Stays in bounds. Arbuthnot in the middle. Off hands, and it's set point.
And there's the difference. And I was making the motion, hit the ball both sides. Both sides were pretty tentative and loved right there. She went up, took a great big swing off of high hands.
And Taryn Arbuthnot now set to serve for a 2-0 SEM lead. And the serve by Arbuthnot. Going to be played by Loshen Cole. Set right side. Herrick tries to throw it into the corner. It'll work. So Hannah Herrick picks up the point. That'll make it 24-21. But now there's no room for error. Herrick has to serve it away. And it's set point number two for SEM. And the serve by Herrick. Down the middle to Rohde. Good pass. Set Claflin in the middle. Off hands. It's down and good. And that'll wrap it up in set number two. As SEM wins it 25-21. They took the opening set. 25-22, so SEM has built a 2-0 lead here over the Amherst Broncos. Let's take a look at the numbers I had from the second set here. First off for Amherst, Josie Tesmer had a service point. Hannah Herrick had an ace block and seven kills. Josie Loshen Cole a service point. Keely Hagen a kill. Sydney Mao a kill. Saren Prickett, three service points, three kills. Grace John, a service point, two kills. Libby Mitchell, two kills. 16 kills, one ace block, no ace serves for Amherst. In fact, there hasn't been an ace serve yet in the match. For SEM, Taryn Arbuthnot, four kills. Katie Wright, three service points. Jenna Claflin, two service points, two kills. Jacelyn Hughes, two kills. Micah O'Neill, two service points, five kills. Kaylee Jackson, two service points, two kills. 15 kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves. SEM takes the second set, 25-21. Gets to serve it away. Jackson on the first swing, drives it into the corner to Tesmer. Plays it up front, and Prickett with a roll shot. Arbuthnot with the dig. O'Neill has to set. Jackson's going to throw it into a block, and we got a joust at the net. Jackson gets it over and wins that joust. Fourth kill for Kaylee Jackson, and SEM scores the first point. O'Neill to serve it away. And it looks like we're going to stick with the same rotation with O'Neill in the back row for most of the time that Herrick's in the front and vice versa. Serve down the middle to Loshen Cole. Roll shot by Herrick into the middle. Rohde goes low to pick it up. Upset Ryder. Back row attack O'Neill. Loshen Cole, but it stays in the
nice
back
hustle.
Row. Tesmer got to it, but nobody else did. Micah O'Neill. 12 kills, plus she gets to serve the double dip there. Into the game for Amherst is Lucy Van Ranken. I saw Coach call her down towards the end of the second set, and they're starting her here in the third set as the middle attack is tipped over by Arbuthnot, and it's good. And SEM is off to a 3-0 beginning. 10th kill for Arbuthnot.
And I see Coach Fader, kind of what we were talking about earlier. She's telling her girls right now, you got to hit the ball. You got to be aggressive.
Mitchell is on the bench to start this set. Sydney Mao is on the bench to start this set. We'll see what the purpose of Van Ranken in there is. And Captain Prickett comes up and talks to our head official. Ms. Rudine relays that. And back over they go. So 3-0. as O'Neill serves it across. Back set right side, Van Rankin's first swing of the match is a kill for Amherst. Lucy, the junior, gets Amherst on the board here in set number three. And you take a look at Van Rankin, that's just her 29th kill of the season.
Yeah. It's a great swing, good flow. She had just aggressive momentum to the ball.
She's played about half the sets of a starter, and they served the first one of the match. And that was just a topspin one that dove in front of the back row, and Saren Prickett will get credit for the ace. Nothing like strong serving to get you right back on a roll. This one's taken by O'Neill, who sets it all the way to the other side. Going up Arbuthnot, dig made, Tesmer outside. Oh, no, it's blocked. They go Herrick in one-on-one. Arbuthnot is there for her second ace block. I'm almost worried that O'Neill and Arbuthnot are going to injure each other in a celebration out there. Major League Baseball today, Houston blasted Minnesota 9-1, and just getting underway, Baltimore and Texas on ESPN. Tri-Cities, Van Rankin drives it over. SEM was in the net. They were able to play it up, but they were called into the net. And Amherst will get the point. SEM's up 2-0. Opening night of the NHL as well for folks out there. Again, cross country for most everybody tomorrow. State softball begins tomorrow. Here the St. Cecilia and Hastings High games on KHAS. Herrick up front, blocked by Arbuthnot. Set outside on the recovery. It'll be tipped over by Hagen and into the net on SEM. So we're knotted up here. SEM got out to the 3-0 start. It's 4-4 here in the third set of the FKC tournament. And Losh and Cole to serve. Down the middle goes off the hands of Arbuthnot into the back row. Can they pass it over? No, they can't. And you never know. Mike O'Neill looks and says, hey, don't worry about it. Let's settle down. But those are kind of three errors here early on in this set.
Deep breath, stay in their game, and go be aggressive.
Serve fires across. On the outside, Ryder. She's going to try a roll shot. It's into the antenna. 6-4. Coach Kenton comes over. It's almost like they've switched Hoos to the center and given Ryder a chance to take some swings, maybe to take some of the pressure and off. Let Arbuthnot and O'Neill get a little bit of a rest, but it's not working. Losh and Cole serves it across again. Jackson with the fire. Passed right back across. Here's the set middle. Arbuthnot around the double block. Dig made by Prickett. Bump set. Hagen, roll shot, donut hole, but cover it there is O'Neill outside Jackson. Block, she covers her own block, gets it back over to Amherst, who gets it to the outside. On the pin, it'll be Hagen, dug out by Rohde, tipped into the corner, one arm up by Tesmer. Long rally going here. Amherst is out of bounds. Ran out of real estate and hit the antenna. So that'll snap a 4-0 run by the Broncos. They lead it 6-5 here in the third. Jackson will go back and serve it away. Down the middle it comes, over pass, and Arbuthnot thumps it home.
Lunch.
That'll be the 11th kill for Taryn. 6-6. SEM wants to get done in three, especially since they're up 2-0. Serve right down the middle. Set, faked to the middle, outside Herring. And she'll get the kill.
You know, she's had it. She's gotten blocked a few times. They switched it up a little bit. She came in from the right side there and took advantage of a one-on-one block right down the line. Great swing.
Hard to declare her a middle or an outside. Right. She moves around as much as anybody, and Herrick will serve it away here with a one-point lead. Back row attack, O'Neill. Micah O'Neill. That'll be number 13. And now O'Neill will go back to Arbuthnot to serve it away. Toss the ball to her. 7-7, a 2-0 lead SEM. Fake the slide, go right side, and Hagen got it across. Ooh, Losh and Cole played it. They overplayed the third ball. Miles blocked by O'Neill. Again, that looked like a point that was all over for Amherst. Somehow SEM got it across the net. It might have been out of bounds, but they played it. And then O'Neill gets an ace block, and SEM gets the point. Arbuthnot, that's actually her first point since that 6-0 run in the first. And she'll follow it up with an ace. 9-7. So after Amherst scored four in a row, SEM's on a 5-1 run, and they lead it 9-7. Miles going to come out, and here comes SEM with a sub. Let me pick up who that is here for you. I do not have an 18 on the roster, but she is in. Right side attack. It'll be taken across by Hagen. Claflin on the return. Dig made. Be sent across on a two ball that time by Grace John. Slide O'Neill. Right side tip is out of bounds. Point Amherst. See if we can find out. Killen's been in with a little height. Maybe that's Destiny Bartles. I've seen Bosshammer play before, but they're the only two that would be that tall. Here's the outside O'Neill. One arm up, but not a good enough by Loshenkohl. And Micah O'Neill will get the kill. SEM 10, Amherst 8, set 3. SEM up 2-0. Ryder now will serve for the Mustangs. Cuts it all the way from her right to left to Hagen, out to Prickett on the pin. It's wide and out of bounds. SEM point. So it is Sadie Van Ranken, a freshman, that has checked in. Not on our roster, but I'm sure she's in the book. And the serve by Katie Ryder. How about an ace? And now you're starting to look at a timeout for Amherst. A little pressure here. An 8-2 run by SEM. 12-8 is your score. And again, to serve it away will be Ryder. Off the ace, down the middle to Herrick. Pass a little off. All they can do is tip it into a block. Good job on both of those by Hagen just to keep it alive. Pushed across by Van Ranken. Outside set over by Claflin. Amherst with a free ball here, and it'll be outside. Prickett can't put it away. Then she'll block the attempt. Stays on SEM's side. Claflin at the net. Loshenkohl with the dig. Long point. Good rally. Not a lot of power, though, on this. Just trying to get the ball back over the net. Arbuthnot with a back row attack. Dug out. Here's a good swing from Prickett. SEM ups it. Tips it over. And the point continues. Right side. Good placement on the pin for Hagen. And that'll be her fourth kill.
It's a long rally. Long rally. Great aggressive swing there at the end of that long rally when you've got really tired legs.
So Lucy Van Ranken enters the game. So the sisters are together in the front row. Neither one of them have played in the first two sets. So Coach Joni Fader trying to find something to get him going. Here's O'Neill on the swing, off the back row, and good. And unofficially, that'll be the 15th kill for Micah O'Neill. 25-22, 25-21, and now 13-9, all in favor of SEM. Got some good football coming up later this week. We're going to talk about that here in a sec, but first Claflin to serve. For SEM, Amherst middle, blocked up front, ace block O'Neill. One-on-one, gets her third ace block. 14-9. We, Friday, will have Kearney Catholic Centura on ESPN. That is at UNK this week. Axtell Kennesaw here on the Vibe. Outside attack, and finally Amherst gets Prickett, her first kill of this set. We've also got St. Cecilia Fillmore Central on News Channel Nebraska Television Friday. Hastings High and Ralston on television Thursday. And our other radio game on KHAS is Adams Central and McCook on Friday night. Here's Jackson on the outside, blocked up front. They dig it out after a nice stuff by Herrick. Slapped across by O'Neill. 14-10 SEM. Prickett off hands. They can't locate it. Another kill for Saren. 14-11, finally getting a point on serve. Tesmer is back there in rotation number one. Again, we are at Kearney High Thursday for the consolation and finals of the conference tournament, also beginning at 6. O'Neill comes a-running, but she actually missed one. Tried to hit it to her left and hit the tape, and it went out of bounds. Three in a row, Amherst.
Find a way to stop the run here. Great pass and get back at it.
Tesmer into the corner to Arbuthnot. Good pass to Hoos. And then a little miscommunication. Roll shot. Overdug once, twice. Wow. What a dig by Lashen Cole to SEM. O'Neill a third time. She's blocked up front. A fourth time she tipped it over. Tesmer with the dig. Outside Prickett. Blocked again. If Amherst wins this point, you're going to hear some noise. Passed over to SEM. And they'll go back row. Oh, nope. They were going to go Arbuthnot. O'Neill put it across. Middle attack. Prickett gets it to the middle. And Hannah Herrick will get the kill. What a point for Amherst. Great digs. Lashen Cole in the middle of that thing again. What a job. 14-13. Four in a row.
Amazing. Amazing rally.
Looks like we got a little perspiration on the floor, which they should after that point. My right. goodness. My goodness.
Don't you love volleyball?
Isn't
it great?
Good sport.
Oh, my goodness.
And to serve it away, Josie Tesmer trying to tie it here for the Broncos. Set outside Jackson. Jackson off fingers, got it down. Kaylee Jackson. And a little surprise there. You're not in a run, you're on the wrong side of it, so you don't go to your star.
Right.
Instead, you go over to Jackson, who's more than capable, and she knocks it down, and now O'Neill goes back to serve it, but into the net. So after a good run earlier in the match, she's had a couple of serves here of late. 15-14. Yeah,
and some hitting errors. You know, when you are getting that many reps, you know, really, you know, the legs feed the wolf, you know. So as far as that conditioning, hopefully that kicks in for her here late in the match.
And Prickett serves one right down the line, handled by Ryder. Middle attack, Jackson over the top of the double block, and good. Kaylee Jackson with the last two kills here for SEM. 16-14. And to serve it away is Jackson. Trying to extend the lead, knuckleballs it down to Herrick, set to the outside. Krayshawn, good attack, picked up by O'Neill. Hoos outside to Jackson. Punches it over the double block. Tesmer with the dig. Back set Van Ranken. Right side splits the middle. Zone six is that baby all the way.
Yep, absolutely. And with the rotation defense that SCM is running, I mean, again, it doesn't have to be a hard shot. That placement shot there is going to score for you.
Now Lashen Cole back to serve it away. Amherst needs this to make it back to the finals yet again. 10-foot line. Arbuthnot deep. Amherst was a little hesitant whether to play it or not. They were hoping, and it was deep. And so after being down 14-9, Amherst is on a 7-2 run. We're tied at 16. Lashen Cole serve to Ryder. Set middle. Here's Arbuthnot. One arm up by Tesmer. Hits the basketball hoop. Stays on the back line. Passed across. Free ball O'Neill. Hoos dumps it over on a two ball. One arm up by John. Outside attack by Hagen. Just kind of a roll shot. Here's the set. Hoos, they're going to go middle. Arbuthnot off the block and good. SEM point. Patience that time by SEM. Whenever our match is over, 3, 4, 5 sets. It is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Final stats. Coach interview, we hope. And then Overton-Pleasanton, our second match. Here's Herrick from the right side. She gets the angle on that one to drop it down.
Went right off her head. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good angle.
Yes, it is.
And back to serve it away will be Herrick. So Herrick and O'Neill both in the back row for this one rotation. Tied at 17 in the third, SEM up 2-0. Bump set right side. Arbuthnot had to come around and punched it, and it's way wide. Set was off the mark. And Amherst now has taken the lead, 18-17. Coach Kenton holding on to those timeouts. That's actually the first point on serve for Herrick out of this rotation four. Set outside. Claflin, she'll get the kill.
That's been her spot tonight, that middle back spot. And she's like, you know what, it's working, and I'm going to keep going back there until they can stop me.
Almost every swing from the left pin. She's had a couple in the middle, none from the right side for the lefty. 18-all, Arbuthnot to serve it away. Three back deep on serve receive here for Amherst. And across it comes Lashen Cole. Good pass to John. Back set right side. Big swing. Put away. Hagen will get the kill. Her fifth for Amherst. 19-18. So 16 kills for Herrick. 9 for Prickett. Hagen now with 5. 4 for John for SEM. 15 for O'Neill. 12 for Arbuthnot. 6 for Jackson and Claflin. And the serve across by Grace John. Good tight set to the net. That'll be hammered home by Micah O'Neill. That's where you want the set to be.
Absolutely. This is, good timing. For SEM right now, they want to see hold serve here as long as she's in the front row to try to get as many points as they can right now.
Well, third set. Neither team has used the timeout. And Prickett will get the kill. Number 10 for Saren. Somebody, just a little 2-0 run might be all it takes here in the third. Keely Hagen to serve it away. A little knuckleball down the middle to O'Neill. Set it back. Middle. Micah takes it on the angle. It is called out. We're looking for a tip. No. It clipped the net, but it's out of bounds. And a timeout will be called here by SEM. That's our first of the set. Amherst has taken a 21-19 lead. Keely Hagen is serving it away for Amherst. Short serve, overpass, out of bounds. How about an ace for Hagen?
Uh-oh.
And Micah O'Neill might have chipped her tooth or bit her lip. She's in a little bit of pain over here. They need to take a look at this.
Yeah.
But they don't. If it was football, we would have stopped. That is the ace for Hagen. Serve is across, 22-19. Outside attack, Jackson into the back row. Picked up by Hagen. John sets. Prickett on the pin. Gets the kill, and Amherst has now got the flame lit on the kill from Saren Prickett.
Yeah, it's right now we got a big case of the momentum swings. And, for Amherst, it's a game to two right now for them to get another shot at this.
And the serve into the back corner. Ryder, bump set, almost put it over the net. It is blocked at the net. Stays in the front row, Van Rankin. Here's the set for Prickett. She'll tip it over into the noted hole, and it's set point. 5 in a row here for Amherst after we were tied at 19. 24-19. And Hagen to try and finish it off and send us to a fourth set. And the serve across. Tight to the net. Ryder sets it, almost a double hit. O'Neill could just tap it over. Opportunity Amherst. Right side. Van Rankin with the tip. Dig by Arbuthnot. Bump set Claflin. Here's the roll shot by Hoos. Dig May to the back row. Here comes Prickett, and that will send us to a fourth set. Saren Prickett with 4 of the last 5 points to wrap it up here. And a monster comeback for Amherst. Amherst was down 14-9 and close on an 11-5 run to win this third set by a score of 25-19. We said early on, don't be surprised if this goes the distance. We're 3 rounds in. SEM up 2-1, which actually probably aren't as good as the first two, even for Amherst. For SEM, Taryn Arbuthnot, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. She had an ace block and 3 kills. Katie Ryder, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. Jenna Claflin, a service point and a kill. Micah O'Neill, 2 service points. 2 ace blocks, 5 kills. Kaylee Jackson, a service point, 3 kills. 12 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves for SEM. For Amherst, Josie Tesmer, 3 service points. Hannah Herrick, a service point. She only had 3 kills. Josie Lashen Cole had 4 service points. Keely Hagen, 5 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 kills. Saren Prickett had an ace serve, but she had 6 kills. And Lucy Van Rankin had 2 kills, 13 kills, no ace blocks, 2 ace serves. But it's good enough for Amherst to end the third set on a 6-0 run and win it 25-19. The ball to SEM to start the fourth set. And Micah O'Neill will serve it away first again. Overton Pleasanton now at least another half hour away from starting. Here is Prickett, roll shot, good up that time. Ryder punched across by Arbuthnot. John sets Prickett again. She'll come on the pin. It looks out, but was it touched? It was definitely out. And it's a point for SEM.
It's a swing and a miss for the defense there in a good way.
And O'Neill will float it down the middle to Losh and Cole, who's played so well tonight. Van Rankin tips it across, gets the kill. Lucy had two kills in the third set, didn't play in the first two. She gets one right here. Amherst with the point.
That's what we saw a little bit at the end of the third set there for SEM, was just some miscommunications, people not being aggressive and going for balls. And so see that there, and hopefully they can get that switched and fixed.
All right, serve across. Stays in the back row. Micah O'Neill on the angle attack, and she's wide, and it's out. 2-1. And I think Amherst may be just a little bit deeper than SEM. They've already shown that as Tesmer serves it across again. Outside attack. Arbuthnot takes it over. Haven't seen those powerful swings lately from SEM. They'll get it returned to him. Jackson tips it over. Right at Herrick. Set it back to Hannah in the middle. She's blocked. Thrown right back by Arbuthnot. A lift is going to be called. Point Amherst, 3-1. Amherst looking for their third win of the year over SEM. And they're down 2-1, but here comes Arbuthnot. Good swing. Tesmer with the dig. Set to the middle. Herrick with a roll shot into the corner. Rohde picks it up. Set back row for O'Neill. Takes a half slap at it. Grace John sets too tight to the net. Prickett. Somebody might have been in the net, but the ball definitely was, and it's tipped over by Herrick, and she'll get the point here for the Broncos. It is 4-1.
And that's that momentum swing I was talking about. So ended the match and leading in here to the first five. That's exactly what Amherst would have wanted.
Tesmer, 9 service points in the match. 4-1 here. Set outside. Arbuthnot blocked. Dug by Ryder. Two ball Arbuthnot deep and out of bounds. Wow, oh, wow, oh, wow. 5-1 Amherst. And again, yes, there was some nice kills by Prickett at the end of the set, but Amherst is playing good enough defense to keep the points alive, and SEM's starting to make some mistakes, which they weren't doing early. Jackson tips it over. Tesmer with the dig down low. Outside attack, Prickett. Angle attack, O'Neill with the dig. Here's the set, middle Arbuthnot. Throws it over on the tip. Washington Cole runs it down. Overpass, free ball at the net. Tip back over by Hughes. Amherst has it to Van Rankin on the right side. Drove it into the net. Point, SEM. And if coaches knew how to get momentum back into their team,
right?
They'd have been geniuses long time ago.
I know it.
All right, to serve it away is Hughes, down 5-2, but up 2-1. Herrick on the outside, big swing. Passed all the way into the crowd.
Oh,
they do return.
Oh,
she was under the net. She was under the net. Great job to get it back in. Hughes got it over to Arbuthnot, and Arbuthnot right at the net got that sneaker across the center line. Point Amherst and Prickett to serve. You're listening to high school volleyball on ESPN Tri-Cities. Last night and tonight on the Vibe, 98.9. Give a kill on a tip to Arbuthnot. Her attack was wide, but they call touch. And Jackson will go back and serve it away.
Huh. And he called a touch. She asked what number, and he said 1, which, interesting.
I've never been able to figure that out. Sometimes 1, sometimes it's zone 1,
right.
Sometimes... Every time that somebody's in the net, the number that the ref gives is not anybody on the floor. Out of bounds on the return here for SEM. O'Neill out of the back row, tried to punch it over. It's long. 7-3. I thought there was some super code you guys had.
No code.
Kearney High getting close to finally getting their things going. Over with Pius tonight.
Yep. Senior night over there.
7-3. Again, Amherst, their final regular season game Tuesday is at Gothenburg. Now the number 3 team or 4 team, depending on which bracket, which ranking you look at. For SEM, they still have to play Pleasanton, Twin Loop, Arcadia, Loop City, and Shelton. Don't forget about Shelton. Outside attack, Claflin in the corner is good. That's the first kill of this set. Only the second since the second set for Jenna. See if they can get her involved again. And Arbuthnot to serve again. SEM won the first two sets. Amherst got the last 6 points to win 25-19 in the third. We are in the fourth, 7-4 Amherst. Slide right side. Herrick puts it down. We don't see the slide very often. Hannah now with 18 kills.
And one of the things that I'm noticing right now, Amherst is having their run at the net. I don't know the last time that we've seen a block, and therefore that's putting a lot of pressure right now on backcourt defense.
Herrick now to serve. Knuckles it down the middle. Dig made Arvid not trying to get it to O'Neill. Has to go roll shot. Herrick with the dig. Good set to the outside for Hagen off hands. It's good. Sixth kill. And again, tell me if I'm wrong, Jess. Amherst is still playing the same kind of offense, but SEM's offense is completely gone. Completely gone.
That dig to transition, and it all starts again at the net with the block and not getting any stops right now, which again puts a ton of pressure on that defense.
Ryder has to run it down. Bump set O'Neill, 10-foot line. Roll shot blocked up there. Ace block Mao. Sydney with her third ace block. It is 10-4 Amherst, and timeout SEM. Amherst won the first two, or SEM won the first two. Amherst got the third, and they're up 10-4 here in the fourth. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. Out of the SEM timeout, they'll go to Jenna Claflin off fingers. It'll be to the outside for Hagen. Trouble SEM, into the net SEM. Point Amherst. Four in a row. They lead it 11-4 here in the fourth. Herrick at the service line. She'd only had 1 point the entire night until right here. She'd got three in a row. Hagen hadn't scored at all serving until she finished off the third set. So those back row or back end rotations weren't doing anything. Here's O'Neill finally. And again, that's her third kill of the set of the 5 points. But
you know, for SEM right now, as far as right now, it's looking like a fifth set is a potential. But again, this momentum swing, right? So you got to start inching back into this game little by little to either win it or to give yourself that momentum into the fifth.
Ryder down the middle to Losh and Cole. Back set right side. Here's Hagen, one arm up by Rohde. Tried to play it out of the net. Couldn't do it. Keeley with kill number seven. 12-5. And Grace John to serve it away. Again, high school volleyball on the Vibe 98.9. Doug Duda, Jessica Day with you here. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Eddyville, Riverdale. Back row attack. Arbuthnot way out.
So many unforced errors right now. It is playing within yourself, taking that deep breath, finding the court, and I always would say let the other team make some errors, you know, give it to them.
When we talked about that early, Amherst was keeping a lot of balls alive, right. And then SEM would put them away. Now they're not putting them away. O'Neill off hands, dug out, right side attack. Hagen blocked by O'Neill. Good cover to back row. Picking it up is going to be Herrick, and then it's rolled across. Now O'Neill, flat pass, had to slap it over. Opportunity here. Prickett outside. Hammers. Ooh, it's called out. It's called out.
That was close. But again, she was right on it.
SEM will get the ball here. They needed the ball. They'll get it here. But they're down 13-6. Serve deep middle on the line. They let it go. It's an ace. Claflin will get her first service ace. 13-7, Amherst, they need this to force a fifth. Pleasanton and Overton patiently waiting to play next as the fans continue to pile in. Outside attack driven across by Prickett, overpass inadvertently, I think.
Yep.
It has to be bumped over by Herrick. It caught them out of system. So here we go, SEM middle, O'Neill off hands, gets the kill. And that's what they need more of if you're a fan of SEM. See if we can give you some more numbers here. I've got 17 kills for O'Neill, 13 for Arbuthnot. Nobody has a ton of points. Arbuthnot serving has 8. Pass off the mark, but Prickett's able to get it back across to Claflin. Free ball. O'Neill tip into the donut hole, but John's there to pick. To the outside, Prickett. She's blocked. One arm up by Losh and Cole to keep it alive. Roll shot, Prickett. Many opportunities for SEM, and O'Neill.
That's good.
Wow. What a dig by Losh and Cole. One more time. Nope. Jackson, she tips it over. Overpass. Joust at the net. Picked up Amherst. Joust at the net again. Jackson wins it. That's the end of the point. SEM gets it. Man, it just seemed like SEM had 100 chances there and never could put it away. The best swing, O'Neill, was dug out by Loshenkoll.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Claflin's left-handed serve to Herrick. Stays in the back row. Bump set. Roll shot into the net from way off. And we may see a timeout here by Amherst, and they will. That's five in a row for Jenna Claflin and the SEM Mustangs. They have the comfort of knowing that no matter what, they're up 2-1. But they're coming back in this one. After being down 13-5, it's Amherst 13, SEM 10. The fourth, Claflin serving it. They've had five in a row after being down eight. And Claflin's left-handed serve picked up in the middle by Herrick. Prickett throws it off the block of O'Neill. O'Neill able to pop it into the air. Then they go to Jackson. Jackson off of the back row and gets the kill. Back-to-back for Kaylee Jackson. And the run continues for Sumner Eddieville Miller. Checking into the ball game, Kaylin Killen. She comes in usually for one rotation for Hannah Herrick. They didn't bring her in this time, but just to slow it up, they will now. And the serve goes right to Killen. She can't handle it this time. She'd been solid earlier. This one's going to be an ace. Halfway home in this fourth set. And Claflin with her second ace. Seven in a row here by Amherst. Second time tonight they've, or by SEM, second time in a row they've done that. Outside, off the short tip, it's going to be a kill for Saren Prickett. Her first of this set, her 14th of the match. SEM went on a 7-0 run back in the first set.
And that helped them right here. It's a new ball game right now.
So here's Keely Hagen. She finished it off from the service line in the third. Takes it across to Ryder, set middle. O'Neill tipped it into the zone two hole and got the kill. That's only the second kill of this set for Micah out of their 13 points.
Which, you know, for SEM, I mean, that's not what you want, obviously, but they sustained, they held, they clawed back in right now, you know, after being down that. So that's a good sign for them there.
And back to rotation one for O'Neill to serve it away. He slaps it down the middle to Killen. Good pass to John. Outside to Prickett. Off the block. It's going to be picked up here by Ryder on the set. Arbuthnot throws it across. Kept alive by John. Bumped into the net. Prickett tried to get a little too cute there. Keep it just over the net. Didn't get it over the net. And we are tied at 14.
And you see a little bit now, it's swinging back the other way right now. You're seeing some unforced errors on Amherst's side, and they need to settle in a little bit. And for SEM, seeing a lot more blocks and block touches, which is helping their defense.
Both teams have used a timeout. Prickett on the outside, off hands. Rohde with the dig. Ryder with the set. Arbuthnot with the kill. From the middle, Taryn drops it home. A 10-1 run for SEM. And they're only up one.
Right.
Micah with the serve. Down the middle to Herrick. Pass to John on the left side. Van Ranken gets the kill. She just jammed that through the double block. Again, the one thing is you got all these seniors, and Lucy's a junior, and you got Hagen's a junior, and they mix them in, but there's hardly any room to get playing time.
And you got to take advantage when you do, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's... Josie Tesmer serves it across. Off the net. And a lift going to be called on SEM. 16-15 Amherst. I've always said of all the sports there are, the toughest to sub in is volleyball because the momentum goes so quickly. Yep. The points go quickly. It's not like basketball where you sub in for 2 minutes. Here's a kill on the outside for Taryn Arbuthnot. Or 15.
And because of that reason, I was one of the world's worst subbers, like because you just didn't know if something was going to change on a dime.
Never felt comfortable up two games to none in 17
exactly.
to 10 or whatever.
Exactly.
Served Oshenkoll, right side. Van Ranken is going to be a little wide this time. Point Mustangs and SEM regains the lead. 17-16. They're up 2-1. And that is the first service point for Hoos of the night. Serve across. They'll set it back to Herrick from Prickett. Off hands, dug out of the back row by O'Neill. Arbuthnot roofed up front. Van Ranken. She tried to keep it away from Herrick, but ran into Van Ranken. And it is 17-17.
For 5-7. 5-7. I mean, that's pretty good. Pretty good hops there and good block formation.
Here comes the serve. Prickett with the serve to Arbuthnot. Had to run after it. Hoos. Arbuthnot tipped it over, got him off, and got it down. Got him a little off their stride there and got the kill. So Arbuthnot, number 16, Jackson to serve. And like we said last set, maybe that little 2-0 run, which turned into a 6-0 run for Amherst. Herrick off the back foot, got blocked. Ace block, Arbuthnot.
That's really been the difference, at least for me, in the last 10 points here, is the block game has showed back up. And sometimes I would tell players, I don't need an ace block. I just need a good block touch right now to give our defense a rest.
Jackson serves deep corner. Tesmer with the play. High set for Grace John. Off the net, drops it home. And there she is again. Uh-huh. I talked about it earlier in the match. They don't go to her much.
But when they do,
she's effective, and Grace gets her fifth kill. 19-18 SEM. Amherst to serve. Losh and Cole to get the job done here. 7 points in the match. Ryder with the set. Middle attack. Arbuthnot off hands. Good job up there by the block of Herrick. Uh-huh. Right side, John dumps it across. Ryder with the dig. Set outside for Claflin. Lofts it over the double block and another kill.
And I'm just, there it is again. Like, that has been her spot. That's been her honey hole all night long.
20-18. Arbuthnot takes a deep breath before they blow the play. Ready for serve. She's ready to fire from that very far left corner. And across it comes to Herrick. Here's the set. Prickett back to Herrick. Right side blocked. Dug out by Prickett. Losh and Cole gets it up in the air for Hagen. She'll take it down the net and shove Claflin through the double block. Oh, they didn't expect Claflin to tip the ball.
Well, and see, you got to read that a little bit, though. That angle where it was coming from, that's next to impossible for a lefty to be able to hit that. So there wasn't much she could do but that.
And now SEM has put themselves in a position to win the match, and we've got a timeout by Amherst, 21-18. Pleasanton and Overton coming up next here. And SEM with the serve.
I love this sport. This is amazing.
And it is on the hand of Taryn Arbuthnot. She's done a little bit of everything tonight. Among the team leaders in serving. Second in kills. And a little tied with O'Neill in blocks. 21-18, serves a beauty down the middle of Losh and Cole. They handle it outside. Hagen, tip shot across. Here's the set middle. O'Neill, tip shot across. One arm save, but not enough. Micah with kill number 19. 22-18. Both timeouts now used by Amherst. Their backs are against the wall after being the finalists last year. Serve over to Herrick, and then tipped into the net.
That's communication there, yeah. When you get to this point of the game, you sometimes have that tendency to get tight instead of playing loose and free, and seeing that just a little bit.
And looks like we might have had, we did have two players bump into each other, and now Hagen trying to find a
contact.
And get it adjusted. And I think they found it on the floor. She says she's okay. And during this break, the SEM players jumping up and down, getting their fans going. Everybody wearing purple. As Coach Kenton just kind of breathing over there, hoping to get into a final. Here we go, Arbuthnot on the serve, 23-18. Losh and Cole pass a little off the mark. They won't get a swing. Free ball to SEM. Hoos with the set, overset, tipped over. O'Neill adjusted, and it's match point.
That was great body control there. That ball was extremely tight, and she did a great job of controlling her body and getting that tip over.
Five in a row by SEM after it was 19-18, and it is match point for Arbuthnot. 24-18, line drive served to Losh and Cole. Here's the set right side for Herrick. Angle attack is going to be good. Hannah gets one more. That'll get her to 20 kills. But now Herrick is in the back row serving and must get five in a row here, down 24-19. They put a couple runs together. It's match point number two. Herrick serve. Gets it over to Rohde. They're going to go outside for O'Neill, but she's wide. Ooh, trying to come on touch. The pin and missed it. 24-20. SEM fans hanging in here. Match point number three. Herrick with the serve. Make sure that it's in safely. Rohde to Ryder. O'Neill again. Off of Herrick. Good dig. Stays in the back row. Almost messed that up and didn't get it over. Set to outside Claflin. Claflin dug. SEM's out of system. They've got an injured player. The ball's tipped across. Set to the middle. And we are going to stop play. It is Micah O'Neill down on the floor. Oh, no. Grabbing that left ankle. A lot of people we were talking to beforehand thought that maybe SEM saying that Overton is a prohibitive favorite against Pleasanton would be a better matchup just of what we'd seen already this year. And Micah O'Neill going in that scramble was trying to pick that up and is going to be done, I would imagine, for the night. Trainer Scott Kratzer is over there. She stands up. She says she's okay, but I think you got to pull her here.
Right.
And they're going to call timeout. SEM is going to call timeout to give her another minute. So now you don't have to pull her if you don't want to.
Right.
So we will have a replay of the point. And the thing about that was, some people will say, well, you got to let the point play out. Well, she was right in the middle
of it.
And
yep.
Somebody else could have got hurt. They had to blow that play dead so that nobody else got injured in there. We're going to go ahead and keep it right here on the Vibe 98.9 and NewsChannelNebraska.com. It is Amherst trailing 24-20 to SEM. SEM is on match point number three. O'Neill still talking to the trainer, getting some water, trying to walk it off as they are just using a little extra time here. Both teams now out of timeouts just in case Amherst got the next couple here. They can keep the pressure on. Hannah Herrick is serving it away when we return to action. Again, the consolation Thursday is at 6. The championship follows at around 7:30. We will be at Kearney High. Tonight we're at Kearney Catholic. Players are ready to go. O'Neill's back in the front row. And Herrick now ready to serve it away. Again, it is still match point for SEM. Herrick serve into the net, and that is it. And so Amherst will not repeat as a conference finalist here in 2023, and these SEM girls just continue to do things they hadn't done over the last couple, 3 years in basketball and in volleyball. And SEM, a winner over Amherst, 25-22, 25-21, 19-25, and 25-20. Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. An exciting four-set win this evening for the SEM Mustangs. Let's take a look at the numbers from that fourth set unofficially. For Amherst, Josie Tesmer had 5 service points. Hannah Herrick, 4 service points and 4 kills. Keely Hagan had 2 kills. Sydney Mao had an ace block. Saren Prickett, 1 kill. Grace John, 1 kill. Lucy Van Ranken, 2 kills. 11 kills, 2 ace blocks, no ace serves for the Broncos. For SEM, Taryn Arbuthnot, 4 service point, an ace block, 4 kills. Jenna Claflin, 6 service points, 2 of them were aces, 3 kills. Jaclyn Hoos, a service point. Micah O'Neill, 3 service points and 4 kills. And Kaylee Jackson, a service point and 2 kills. And I believe that adds up to 13 kills, 1 ace block and 2 ace serves as SEM takes the fourth set and the match 25-20. Well, SEM avenges 2 of their 3 losses And before we take a look at the final stats, Doug Duda along with Jessica Day, what'd you think about the match? It just seemed like, to me, Amherst, for the most part, was pretty even keel all night long. Both teams had their times of having some lulls, like everybody does, but it seemed like it was a little bit more of a roller coaster for SEM. Amherst didn't really change the way they played, but when SEM made a few more mistakes there, Amherst took third set and was up, remember, 13-5 in the fourth.
Right, and for me, I you know, sitting back and watching the momentum swings there, it was a matter of who was really going to take control of that. And after, I was a little concerned, I'm not going to lie, that third into the fourth set, though, as things kind of really started to unravel for SEM, they should be very proud of themselves on how they were able to really steady that ship and get back to what was working earlier on in sets one and two. I think I commented, you know, something that had gone away in the third set was their block.
Yeah.
There was none of that. And so their defense simply could not get a dig to transition for their offense. And so got back to what was working, got back to great blocks, and good things started to happen. But all in all, my goodness sakes, like, as we head an inch closer to, you know, districts and to state, you know, that was some high-level volleyball. It was fun to watch. And this is something that coaches are going to take. I know you want the conference championship and points matter, but you're building. You're always building for the end. You're building for districts and sub-districts and all of the above. And so they're going to learn from this.
We're looking at around an 8:15 start for the Overton-Pleasanton match, just for the folks that are still maybe spending a little extra time somewhere else waiting for this one to get over. Here are the final numbers of this semifinal, at least what we had. For Amherst, Josie Tesmer had 11 service points, Hannah Herrick 5 service points, an ace block, and a match-high 20 kills. Josie Loschenkohl had 7 service points. Keely Hagen, 5 service points. One was an ace, 7 kills. Sydney Mao, 3 ace blocks, 1 kill. Saren Prickett, 4 service points. I had her for 14 kills. Grace, she also had an ace serve, so 5 service points for Saren. Grace John, 5 service points, 5 kills. Lucy Van Ranken, who only played sets 3 and 4, had an ace block and 4 kills. And Libby Mitchell had 2 kills. 54 kills, 5 ace blocks, 2 ace serves. Amherst falls to SEM for the first time in 3 meetings this year. They are now 20-6 on the season. They'll play in the consolation game against the Overton-Pleasanton loser, and that will be Thursday night at 6, Kearney High, right here on the Vibe 98.9. And then Tuesday, from 1 week from tonight, they go to Gothenburg, who's 25-1. For the Mustangs of SEM, Taryn Arbuthnot had 12 service points, which ends up leading the team. One of those was an ace. She tied for the team high in blocks with 3. She was second on the team in kills with 16. Katie Ryder, 6 service points. 1 was an ace. Jenna Claflin, 10 service points. 2 of them aces. She had 9 kills. Jacelyn Hughes, a service point, 3 kills. Micah O'Neill, 8 service points, 3 ace blocks. And I had her for also 20 kills, matching Hannah Herrick. Kaylee Jackson, 5 service points and 8 kills. Unofficially, SEM had 56 kills, 6 ace blocks, 4 ace serves. Remember what I told you for Amherst? They had, so SEM, 2 more ace blocks, 1 more, 2 more kills, 1 more ace block, and 2 more ace serves. About as close as you could get stat-wise.
Yep.
Win at 25-22, 25-21, 19-25, and 25-20. Coach